So just taking a moment to bring some ease to the body, maybe a little bit of stretching. Moving the head. So in that investigation, we touched primarily into the physical, into the body, where this body came from. In the next contemplation, I'd like to touch into the mind, into this mental construction we call self, this identity that we have. And bring that into question. To perhaps reflect back into our formative years about how we acquired this self, or the parts that have gone to make up this self. Touching again, perhaps, into our parents, grandparents, relations, and noticing I recognize this in myself, and my father had that, or my mother had that, or my grandmother had that. Same characteristic. Maybe there are pleasant connections. For me, touching the absolute love of my grandmother, feeling that that is something that I was gifted to by her. Perhaps touching into some less pleasant experiences that I recognize in myself that came from other members of my family. My father, who fought in World War I, and really spent the rest of his life suffering from PTSD, although it wasn't named PTSD. But I can touch into parts of that in myself. Those things that we acquire from others. Touching into those who taught us. Those who were either teachers or people that we respected, that we picked up habits from, picked up turns of phrase, picked up language, picked up ideas. When the concept of memes arose a few years ago, how something comes into culture and we kind of take it up. Something goes viral on social media these days, whatever that is, and people take it up. Really investigating if what we call self is really something we created, or something that simply found its way into this body-mind, and we kind of adopted it as ours, finding that overlap. with those people in our lives. And again, this can have come down the chain of ancestry, even broader, come down through our cultural backgrounds as our culture is formed and we adopt those cultural attitudes and call them ours. So this is where we're going to take the next contemplation. We will begin a little bit differently to give ourselves a little bit of space to allow the mindfulness to settle. We're going to begin with 3 minutes, separate speaker, listener, simply on what's present in this body, in this mind at this moment. Just that simple momentary experience, coming into the body, coming into that quality of mindfulness, establishing that quality of mindfulness, to give us some distance between the last contemplation, the last couple of contemplations. And then we'll go into 5 minutes, separate speaker, listener, just investigating where we gathered all these little bits and pieces that we call self, whether they were our creations or something that we acquired from others. Pausing to open to those felt experiences, to investigate those parts of us that we have acquired, and really, really, really attuning to emergence. Not getting carried away into story, but just pausing. Okay, what's coming up now? What is in this body? Yeah, I have an anxiety about authority. Where did I get that from? Yeah, my mother had the same thing. And then sharing it, that listening deeply, what's present, and speaking the truth.